where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is November the 14th, 2022. Well, you know, I took the last week off from doing daily devotions. And many of you know that my mother passed away a week ago, last Thursday. Her funeral was last Sunday. I'm just now getting my mind back to normal, been thinking about her and life and all of that. But, you know, I'm thankful that we can rejoice because we have a hope that is steadfast and sure in Jesus Christ. And so, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the thoughts that I've had. You know, my mom was 89 years old. My sister and I have been working through my mom's estate. We were really already doing that, but anyway, we've been trying to decide what to do with all of her possessions. And I've been thinking a lot about life. I've thought about my mom's family's influence. My grandfather on my mom's side was born in 1878. That's really hard for me to imagine. My mom was the last member of that family alive. It was the Jackson family, William Lee Jackson. So for 144 years, the Jacksons had a direct influence on the world. Now that direct influence is gone. All that is left is to sift through their history. As I contemplated this thought, I thought about how important it is to utilize the time that we have today. One day, we will all live out our last day on this earth. Then the only thing that will be left is for someone to sort through all of our stuff, trying to decide what to keep and what to throw away. It's humbling to think that some of the things that my parents worked so hard for, now we're deciding what to do with. You know, like they worked so hard for their home and there's a dining room table that was the very first purchase together as husband and wife and some other things, you know, and here they are. You know, we have a room full, our house full of furniture, and my sister does, and, you know, my children. And, you know, what are we going to do with all of these things? So some of the things that were very valuable to my mom's family, we're trying to decide what to do with them. Like a box of letters from my mom's sibling to their brother Doug during World War II. Doug didn't return from the war. Well, he returned, but not alive. Now those letters, they're sitting in a dusty box, awaiting their final destination. Really, we know what the final destination is. The final destination, well, their next destination is going to be my attic, because my mom called my wife about a week before she passed away and said, "Now, Kim, you know that you have to take these things, and you have to promise me that you'll not throw them away." And so we're going to keep that promise. I'm not going to make my kids make the same promise. But anyway, there they are, these letters that were valuable to my mom's family, and they're in a box, and they're going into my attic, and one day maybe someone will read through those things, but one day those letters will, you know, they'll be discarded. So it's just interesting to think about life and what it is, and what is valuable to us, and what we do with our time that we have on this earth. So those things have been on my mind for the last week, and I've thought about how important it is to utilize the time that I have on earth now. I need to make sure that I use the time that I have on this earth to make an impact for eternity. I need to make sure that I make a difference in someone's life, not just for today, but for eternity. And you know, Jesus says the same. He said in John 9:4, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." Jesus knew that the days of his physical influence on earth would come to an end. The day will come when the days of our labor will be over also. So we need to focus on eternity. Focus on making a spiritual impact. when we do, our influence on this earth will not end when our physical presence does. When we utilize today to make a spiritual impact in the lives of others, our influence on this earth will not end when our physical presence does. So let's work today to make a spiritual impact in someone's life so our influence will continue on for eternity. And what a blessing to think that you've been used of God to make a difference in someone's life. And they're going to see Jesus one day because you shared the gospel with them. Showed them the love of Jesus. Let's focus today and utilize today for God's glory. Lord, today we thank you for today. And I pray today that I can use today for your glory. I pray that I can have a spiritual impact in the life of another. I pray that I will use today for your glory and that I will encourage others so that they will use today for your glory too. We thank you for Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have a good week. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.